number one for New Country from Russell Dickerson. It's Happened to Me. Good morning. It's Brain and Cortland. Welcome into a Monday, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Man, I'm still tired from Saturday.
I don't blame you. A lot of people. Here's what my news feed was full of this weekend. It was full of people that I knew that went to Luke Combs.
Yep.
And it was also full of people that I know that went up to Minneapolis to see Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah.
His I'm the Problem 2026 tour kicked off in the Twin Cities. And so I knew a few people that went up to that show. So,
well, it's official. I've now seen Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs as openers and as major headliners.
Yeah. Yeah. A record for an outdoor show at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, by the way.
Was it really? Saturday.
Yes. It was the most people ever at that stadium for a concert, over 60,000 people.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. I was wondering how it compared to George Strait, because I know that the show hadn't sold out, but there were so many people.
You know, we had looked online at how many tickets were available, and I was, I guess, a little bit surprised when I looked last week at a certain point in time. I think a lot of people then kept buying tickets to the show because it looked pretty darn full to me from the photos we saw.
It was really full, but not in the section we were sitting at, which was great.
Oh, that's nice.
Because we had so much extra space to move around.
So much room for activities.
Yes, and nobody was right in front of us, so we got to put our feet up on the bleacher seat right in front of us, which was really nice. I will say, though, my hips are so sore. Just simply
from standing or walking,
I think part of it is walking, and then part of it was Friday night I worked, so I sat on a stool for 5 hours, and then we sat on a bench for like 4 hours on Saturday. So I was trying to find a comfy position to lay in last night, and I was miserable.
There just aren't any.
I'm so old.
Yeah. Now, so add almost 20 years to your number, and that's how I feel.
We're going to have to stand on the track at the Great Jones County.
I don't want to talk about that yet. I'm going to work my way up to that.
At least 3 days.
I'm going to have to go to PT just so I can do the fair and then go to therapy afterwards to recover from the fair. So, yes, a lot of fun had by a lot of folks. We'll talk more about that, of course, during the show today. Maybe that's your Good Vibes Monday. You want to share that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour? We'd love to hear about that and anything else fun you did over the weekend, even if it rained most of the time. At least yesterday. Man, what a soggy, blech, day.
No rain for us on Saturday.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to the weather forecasters who were completely wrong.
Loved it.
Wrong.
Are you mad you didn't go now?
No, absolutely not. No. Listen, I'm 51 years old. I've seen some of the biggest shows out there. I'm never going to have FOMO. I don't. I'm too old for that.
Okay.
And like you said, if your hips hurt, I'd be in traction right now. Are you kidding me? But I'm glad everybody had a great time. If you have pictures and stuff from Luke Combs, videos, send it to us on the app. We want to see all about it. It's Brain and Cortland. Number one for New Country from Blake Shelton. It's Stay Country or Die Trying. Good morning. It's Brain and Cortland. So if you're thinking, gosh, you guys must be like running low on concert tickets. You gave away Luke Combs tickets and Alabama tickets and Linn County Fair tickets. No,
we still have plenty more tickets to give away.
There are so many great shows happening between now and not only the summer, but the end of the year.
Yeah, a ridiculous number
just
of
crazy.
Shows.
One that is happening in July is Luke Bryan. Now, Luke's doing a couple of shows in the area. We have tickets to see him in Moline. And the concert that we're talking about for Luke Bryan in Moline is July 10th. Okay, so I know, didn't you say he's in Des Moines?
Yeah, there's
right
another
around the same time.
Yeah, there's another Des Moines show, but we've got the Moline tickets, which is better for you because it's a little bit closer, maybe.
Yeah. You can take in a view of the scenic Mississippi.
If you're in Cedar Rapids anyway, it's a little bit closer for sure.
So we'll be giving away Luke Bryan tickets all week long. We're going to be playing Disc in Disguise at 7:10.
The disc will be disguised.
It'll be disguised.
It's going to be wearing a mask.
That's right. You won't know it.
And a fake mustache.
Know it. Ooh, okay. I like that. Win Luke Bryan tickets all week long with your country concert leader. It's Brain and Cortland. Number one for New Country from Vincent Mason. That's Wish You Well. Good morning. It's Brain and Cortland. Welcome into a Monday. Welcome into a segment that we like to call
What We Watched.
What We Watched.
Did you watch anything new over the weekend?
I
already know the answer to this.
Yeah, sorry.
It's golf.
It is. I am a huge fan of the Masters.
But you don't watch golf really any other time, do you?
I watch a lot. Some of the big tournaments, like the U.S. Open, and the British Open, or what's that they call it? The Open Championship. Yes. But the Masters, to me, is my favorite golfing event of the year. It's the scenery. It was just beautiful weather down there all week. And I watched a lot of it Saturday. I watched almost the entire round on Sunday afternoon, and it was amazing. A fantastic finish. In the end, Rory McIlroy wins his second straight Masters title and becomes only the fourth person in history to win back-to-back Masters tournaments. So, yeah, a little bit of history and some fantastic fun golf to watch on a Sunday afternoon. I'm guessing you watched some sort of documentary?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we talked about this a few weeks ago when I had watched the new episode of Untold on Netflix. They're all sports-related stories.
Oh, yeah.
So I had watched the Lamar Odom one.
You did?
Well, I watched another new one this weekend.
What did you watch?
It is so bizarre. It is a chess scandal that rocked the chess community.
Oh, my God. You think the golfing community is kind of highbrow. The chess community, what are we talking about?
Okay, so it's called Untold Chessmates, and it's the story of this guy who got famous for playing chess on chess.com, which really picked up in popularity during the COVID epidemic when people were staying home. For some reason, chess became really big at that point in time. People That's were clearly weird. Very bored. And so it's the story of this American guy named Hans Niemann.
Hans.
And his cheating scandal. And it involves, I can't even say what it involves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it was such an insane rumor. And then they also have the leader of chess playing for the entire world, Magnus Carlsen, who's in this documentary.
Some fun names, Hans, Magnus.
It is so bizarre. Netflix kept recommending this to me, and I'm like, it just looks dumb. Like, who cares about chess? Sorry to anyone in the chess community. I know how to play chess. It's just never really interested me that much. But man, it was not what I was expecting at all. I'll tell you off the air. Like, if you Google this story, the first headline you'll see involves this cheating scandal.
What we can't talk
involved,
about.
Yes, okay. But it's so strange. And then I also started watching, this is a new series. It comes on Sunday nights on ABC. There's a new episode every week. There's a podcast I listen to called Betrayal. And so now it has been turned into like an anthology series.
Oh, okay.
Where they kind of show you. Each season of this podcast is a different story.
Yeah.
So they do one episode on each of the stories that they cover in the podcast. Okay. So you get to see all of these people, and all of the stories are about these women who have been in marriages where they were not aware of the person they were married to until it was far too late.
Yeah.
And or in a relationship with. And the latest story, not the newest one because that aired last night, is about this guy who has just gone around purposely impregnating single women.
Good for
it
him.
It is so, and they think like he's had, they can trace like 14 to 15 kids so far, but he tells people that he can't have children.
Oh, so he's a great person.
Yeah, so he's a real, real good guy. Okay. But anyway, that's really interesting, and I'm looking forward to watching last night's episode.
I'll stick with the peaceful green flowing hills.
No, no.
And the azaleas of Augusta, Georgia.
You have to watch Untold Chessmates on Netflix.
I don't think I'm probably going to.
I tell you what it's about, you're gonna be curious.
Okay, maybe I will say checkmate when Cortland shows me. I'm not sure. It's Brady and Cortland. Tree from Thomas Rhett and Jordan Davis. Ain't a bad life. Good morning, it's Brady and Cortland. It's a Monday. Don't forget the Cash Cow is back again this morning at 8:20. But right now, Cortland, I need to publicly apologize for something I did on Friday.
Okay.
And I know better. I know better than this. I was on my way home Friday. I was on First Avenue heading towards Marion. And I did something I yell at my wife for doing. And I picked up my phone while I was driving. You shouldn't do it. I got a text message. I looked down at my phone and it was a group chat with all the other members of my family, including Chase, Carly, Kaylee, and my wife. And I went, God, what is this? And so I did what you should never do. I picked up my phone to check the text messages. And I'll read you what got my curiosity piqued in just a moment. But as I was doing this. Now, mind you, I did not swerve. I did not hit anybody. I didn't do anything bad traffic-wise, although, yes, I was breaking the law by using my phone. But I happened to glance over. I put my phone down, and I happened to glance over in the lane to the right of me. And there was a woman in an SUV, and she was looking over, and she looked at me, and she just gave me the mom head shake. She went, oh, and I went, oh, no. Yes, you're right, ma'am. You're absolutely right. You should shake your head at me like that, ashamed that a grown man who has teenage daughters and yells at them for even using their phone in the car, period, was looking and texting on his way home. So, yeah, I broke the law.
And it was a really, really important text message, right?
Do you want to hear what the text message
what
was?
What did it say?
So it originated from my son, who, of course, is at Iowa State. And so Chase leads with this. He says, guess who's coming to campus tonight? This is Friday. And so my wife responds immediately, who? And then Chase says, the best actor of all time. And so immediately I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, let's start thinking, okay, which actors?
Is this sarcasm as yes. best actor of all time?
I don't know. It's a text. You can't tell.
Or is it really?
And so
the best actor of all time.
I'm like, okay, who is an amazing actor that would potentially show up on a college campus? My first thought was Keanu Reeves, because he is also in a rock band. He's in the band Dog Star, mm-hmm. and they're touring the country. I'm like, they might play a college campus. So one of the things I texted illegally, and I got shamed for texting, was Keanu? Question mark? No. And so then I just start listing the best actors of all time.
While you're driving?
Yeah.
Dude.
Al Pacino? Robert De Niro? And he goes, no. And so then finally, one of the girls chimes in, can we have a clue? And so then he said, it's going to give it away, but he played Mark Zuckerberg. And I go, Jesse Eisenberg is the best actor of all time?
What?
So I then realized, yes, it was sarcasm. And yes, Jesse Eisenberg was a part of a student-run event that happened at the Iowa State campus on Friday night. So I broke the law for not even an exciting reveal.
Great
like,
job.
It would have been cool if it was like Keanu or like Will Ferrell was there doing something funny. You know, he's been in Iowa many times
before. I still don't think the shame would have been worth it.
No. No, the shame was well-deserved. So I would like to publicly apologize for texting while driving. Now, I don't believe, while I did publicly admit this over the airwaves, I don't believe I can be ticketed or charged because, what are they going to do?
All you have to do is say allegedly and everything is magically fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I forgot you went to law school. There's only one witness, and she already shamed me. I've already received my punishment.
She did her job, then.
She did. So, ma'am, well done.
If that ma'am is listening, please call us.
Maybe that's why she shook her head. I don't think she recognized me, but if she did, she probably would have sent an email or like an app message like, I saw Brain and I can't believe what he was doing.
Well, I got shamed by somebody a few weeks ago. We talked about this too after I threw away my tiny little dog poop bag.
Yeah,
in a dumpster for a business that was sitting right outside of the sidewalk. And yeah. One of the guys in the truck just looked at me and shook his head. So
yeah.
I've never done it since.
No, I think we all agreed that was kind of crappy.
Okay.
All right, we're done. It's Brain and Cortland. Number one for New Country from Morgan Wallen and Justin Casey. It's Brain and Cortland. Monday means that the catch cow is back in action. She's an action cow, and she's got a chance for you to win $1,000, starting with the code at 820.
Yeah, we took a little break for the weekend, but she is well-rested. And she's ready to shoot some cash at your face. Bam, yeah. Bam, bam.
Boom, 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 boom. Just I wonder if we have a corporate employee who just has been hired to glove up and squeeze the udder and just give you the cash that way.
Why would you make that noise?
Which noise is that?
Stop. Don't you.
That one?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to leave if you do that again, and I'm not kidding.
By the
I'm
way,
walking out.
In the last 5 minutes, Cortland said that she wanted to punch me. But it was not for the reason of my sound effect. So.
I don't know what it is, but everything you do right now irritates me. Maybe it's because I had a dream last night that you were really rude to me.
Okay, let's focus on the cash cow. Your chance to win $1,000 and get me out of the country safely, apparently, comes up at 8:20. Remember, the more codes you enter, the better your odds of winning cash. It's Brain and Cortland. Number one for new country, choosing Texas from Ella Langley. Good morning. It's Brain and Cortland. On Thursday, I believe, of last week, we talked about how much I really enjoy the Masters Golf Tournament. I know a lot of sports fans do, even if you're a casual golf fan. Because Augusta, Georgia and Augusta National Golf Course, the setting is absolutely beautiful. And if you were able to watch any over the weekend, the weather down there was gorgeous, sunny every day, no rain. The colors were just beautiful. The flowers, of course, the azaleas in full bloom. But there was an interesting conversation this year that went along with the Masters. Had nothing to do with the golf tournament, by the way, which Rory McIlroy won yesterday for the second year in a row. But it has to do with the attire that people wear. Now,
the merch.
Yeah, there is a dress code if you attend the Masters. It's not strict. You don't have to wear a suit and tie.
You have to wear a polo and khaki shorts.
You've got to wear a collared shirt, I believe. But you can wear shorts. You don't have to wear pants. You can wear shorts. And then, you know, you just can't wear t-shirts and stuff like that. But a lot of people were upset, first of all, with some of the merch being offered by the, this is by the official Masters gift shop, by the way, on the golf course at Augusta National, because the Masters this year offered hats that kind of paid tribute to some of the things made famous by the golf course. There's one hat that is peach colored and has the word pimento, because they're famous for their pimento and cheese sandwiches on the golf course.
Ooh, I would eat that.
Yeah, and they're only $1.25. Seriously.
What a steal.
It is. There's another hat that says crow's nest. For the big tower where you can get up and oversee different parts of the course. And then there's another hat that says Magnolia for the beautiful flowers in bloom.
Okay, and so, and what's the problem here?
Well, the problem is some people think that they look kind of cheap and trendy, and they think, oh, the Masters is better than this. And
Clearly it's not.
Clearly it's not, because they're official hats from the
Masters. Sounds to me like they like money, and yeah, they know people will buy these things.
They love money.
Well, yeah.
And so I get the discussion between how far do you go when you keep something like steeped in tradition and letting modern influences in. I get that.
It's a hat. Then if you don't like it, don't buy it.
So my favorite part of the entire tournament,
oh, come on,
was there was a gentleman who made his own hats and somehow got them onto the course at Augusta National. And his hats were bright and they said egg salad because the egg salad sandwich is also very popular at Augusta National.
These all sound like hats that I would buy.
Yeah. And he got on TV. He was in the same spot. I can't remember what hole he was on. They say it was one of the par threes. And he was on TV all 4 days. And all 4 days, he had a different colored egg salad hat. And Cortland, when I say it was that purists were losing their mind over this guy, I laughed. I'm like, this is out of all the things happening in our world right now, you're ticked off at a dude wearing an egg salad hat?
People just want to be mad about things.
I know. I get it.
It's that fake internet outrage.
It is. And by the way, do you want to know how much? Like, Cortland, if you wanted to get the beautiful pimento hat, which is very pretty in color, by the way, online at the official Masters Golf Shop, do you know how much one of those hats would cost you?
$12.
$129.99.
So I'm a little low is what you're saying?
So while the actual pimento sandwich may only cost you $1.50, the hat's going to set you back a little more. That's the other crazy thing about the Masters.
I bet you can find a hat that looks exactly the same online for way cheaper.
100. Well, the dude made his own egg salad hats. Of course you can. You know, go to Etsy or something like that. You can find tons of stuff on there. But by the way, I am going to enter the ticket lottery for next year's Masters.
Okay.
And I was talking to somebody over the weekend whose dad had been entering for the past 15 years. He still hasn't He still hasn't gotten a call back or a reply.
I wonder how many people actually
Can you imagine the number of people? It's just got to be, I don't want to think about it. So anyway.
I want to try one of those pimento cheese sandwiches. They look really good.
You can order them and have them sent to you
Really?
Yeah. So prior to the Masters,
is shipping cost more than the actual sandwich?
I don't know. That's something we'll have to check into next spring. It's Brain and Cortland. We've got Luke Bryan tickets on the way at 7:10 to win on a Monday. Country, one of the openers for Luke Combs at Jack Tri Stadium in Ames. It's Dierks Bentley with Free and Easy. It's Brain and Cortland talking more about the big show in Ames coming up bottom of the hour. Right now, though, giving away tickets to see another famous Luke. Luke Bryan is going to be in the area again in July. We've got tickets for his show at Vibrant Arena in Moline. That show is on July 10th.
So here's what we're going to do. We are going to play you a clip of a Luke Bryan song, but it's backwards.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Plot twist.
You just have to tell us the title of the song. And I think this week might be a little difficult because there are a lot of hit Luke Bryan songs.
I know. Just scrolling down the list here, you're like, man, which one should we choose?
You probably forgot about some of the songs. I know I did.
So here we go. This will be backwards, of course, as Disc in Disguise is. Take a listen and tell us if you can come up with the title to this Luke Bryan song.
That's hard. You really are starting the week off rough, aren't you?
Well, listen, it's backwards. It's not my fault, is it?
I think maybe if you listen really close to the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
There's a part that sounds similar, but the rest is just a disaster.
Yeah. That's why Luke doesn't sing them backwards. He sings them forwards. All right. If you think you know the title of that Luke Bryan song, give us a call this morning at 365-3698. Or if you're in the Cedar Valley, 833-4985. And you could be in the seats for Luke Bryan in Moline with your country concert leader. It's Brain and Cortland. Good luck.
It's Brain and Cortland.
Giving away Luke Bryan tickets this morning.
It's Brain and Cortland. Good morning. You are caller number 10. Who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Jen. I'm from Cedar Rapids.
Good morning, Jen. Take one more listen. You got a guess on what Luke Bryan song that might be?
Well, I have two of them that I think, but I think, is it Hunting, Fishing, Loving Every Day?
That'd be one.
Wow, good thing you picked that one.
Good God.
Congratulations, you're going to see Luke Bryan this July.
Oh my God, awesome. I love him, thank you.
Nice job, Jennifer, yes. She had a couple of song choices picked out, but she chose the right one. It, of course, is Hunting. Number one for new country, Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours, or When the Weather Forecast is Completely Wrong. It's Brain and Cortland. Good morning. One of the big things that I think that happened or didn't happen, and you can confirm this, at the Luke Combs show at Jack Tri Stadium in Ames on Saturday, we heard doom and gloom all week, especially later on in the week, about how it was going to rain all day.
That's why I told you I was just ignoring the forecast.
No, that works every time.
It worked this time.
It did. It did work out. And I'm really happy for everybody that got to go and enjoy the show. We had things that came up. We were not able to go to Ames. You and a friend went. And just talk about the experience. You just said it was so cool. Such an amazing night.
It really was an incredible show, and I loved the stage setup.
Yes.
It was very different from when we went to that venue for George Strait a few years ago. So basically, they had the stage right in the middle of the field, and it was a 360-degree stage. So there were screens all around it, huge screens.
Yeah.
And then the stage would rotate.
That's just nuts.
Throughout the show. I know. It was a very slow rotation, but I thought it was cool that they wanted to give everybody a good view of the concert.
I think that's so smart.
So I don't feel like there were any bad seats.
Especially when you're playing a venue that big.
Yes.
You got to try and reach those people who are a ways away.
Now, I will say, we did get up to one of the concession stands at one point, and they were out of food already.
Oh, man.
Which is the same issue we had last time. But yeah, this time we didn't have to wait in line as long for a beverage. So that improved between the two shows. But the merch lines were insane once again. And they had more than one merch line, which was great.
Thank God.
But they also had a couple set up outside the venue. So while you were waiting in the very, 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 very long line to go through one of the two metal detectors that they had.
Two.
Seriously, downstairs, the entrance that we went in,
yeah,
because there were multiple. One of the entrances, we saw how long the line was. You couldn't see the end of the line. It was going through across the street and through a whole entire parking lot.
And gates didn't open till 5, is that correct?
Yeah, but we got there and parked and started walking in probably right around 6.
Yeah.
And so we looked for the shortest line that we could find, and I think we were in line for maybe 20 minutes before we got in. But it's because we avoided the really, really long one.
Man.
So I kind of wished that I had gotten my merch outside the venue instead of waiting until we went inside.
Yeah.
But I'll know that better for next time now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Jack Trice, they've hosted more events, at least recently, than like a place like Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City has.
I just don't think that they are fully prepared. For how many people show up for these shows. I mean, we got up, we had waited in line for like 15 minutes for food, and we got up there and they're like, sorry, we're out of food. And we're like, what do you mean you're out of food?
Yeah, I guess I don't.
We're not even to the opener yet.
Now,
or to the headliner yet.
Now, there were over 60,000 people at the show, which they say is a new attendance record for an outdoor show at Jack Trice Stadium, which is awesome. But my question is, you know, they have not that many people, but they have, gosh, I'm not sure how many seats that stadium is filled with during a Cyclone football game, but those are almost always sold out, and they have tens of thousands of people there, and they have to serve them beverages and food. And boy, I guess I'm just not quite sure how things aren't running a little bit more smoothly.
And walking through the concourse is really a little bit of a nightmare too.
Yeah.
Just because there are so many lines for merch and food and drinks all over the place, that you can't really tell where lines begin and where they end. And you're constantly trying to push through people who are waiting in line. And I think after a certain point, people start to get annoyed with you. Sure. But it's like, there's no other way for me to go. I have to walk in between someone.
Okay, let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the performances. You said, I heard a lot of great things about Dierks Bentley. People loved him.
Dierks was great. He's always great.
Yep.
I saw Ty Meyer's set.
Okay.
That was right after we had sat down when he started. So we saw his entire set. And then obviously Luke came out, and he came out and did a shot with his team out of little red solo cups.
Okay.
Which I thought was awesome. They had him kind of walking out, and they were filming him as he was walking out like it was some sort of fight intro.
Yeah, that's I love that. I think that's really cool.
And he had on his Iowa State hat, which was really fun.
Yep, very nice.
And he sounded amazing.
I was just going to ask you we saw him in Jones County. He was an opener, and of course, it was still great there. But there's just something about seeing someone as a headlining act, their own sound, their own setup, their own stage. So I saw videos before the tour started that he had to work on his cardio because his stage from end to end is 2 miles long.
Yeah. Nuts. If you're walking around, because, they have the little things jetting out, like the walkways, the catwalks, so that you can get close to the crowd. So I thought it was very well set up. I think we stayed for probably 2/3 of the show, and then we ended up leaving a little bit earlier than we had planned.
Did you beat the traffic?
Oh, we sure did.
Because I just got a message from JT, and he said it took 2 hours to get out of Ames.
And that's why I never stayed until the end of the show. I
mean, listen.
We knew what songs he was going to do for his encore.
Yeah, yep.
And so, and we also, we parked fairly close. We paid the $40 for parking. Okay. And thankfully, I had brought cash because the parking lot we parked in, which was a big field, it was cash only.
Was cash. Okay, that's good.
So I was like, yes, we can park here. This is great. So we didn't have to walk as far as we did the last time.
Well, and listen, there is another big country show coming to Ames in July. Of course, we're talking about Jelly Roll and Post Malone. And depending on how the stage setup is for that show, I think it obviously has a great chance of breaking the record that was set by Luke Combs.
We were possibly talking about getting an Airbnb for that show.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I think that's eventually going to sell out, and it's going to be crazy.
Okay. Did you head to Luke Combs? What'd you think of the show? Likes, dislikes, tell us all about it. You can message us on our station app, just like JT and Swisher did. Let us know about the traffic. Are you still stuck in Ames? Let us know this morning. Hopefully not. It's Brain and Cortland for New Country Whiskey Drink. That's Jason Aldean. It's Brain and Cortland. Tomorrow, we're back at Tiffy Joe's Diner and Energy Bar in Cedar Rapids. Another round of listener lunch here in the month of April.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to go back to Tiffy Joe's tomorrow.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, you know, you've got a choice to make when you walk through those doors. Do you go with breakfast or do you go with something off the lunch menu?
Or do you mix it up and get like a breakfast item with a lunch item on the side?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe flip-flop it. I've done it before. I have no shame.
Maybe you want a cup of soup before your bacon and eggs. It's fine. It's fine.
These are the things that I do in my normal daily life, so I am more than happy to do that.
No rules at Listener Lunch, including the bill. We pick up the tab for everybody, and this week we're taking Taylor and her coworkers with Appliance Plus in Marion.
Can't wait to go eat some food.
You'll be joining us tomorrow with Tiffy Joe's. If you would like to be an April winner, we've got a couple chances left to enjoy the great food at Tiffy Joe's. You can get entered for Listener Lunch right now on our station app.
Here's today's country music news of the day. It's Brain and Cortland's Country Quickies.
Well, we'll start off with country injuries. And we start off that segment with news about Eric Church. Now, he wrapped up a portion of his tour over the weekend, so he's got some time off, and it's a good thing because he suffered a broken foot.
Ooh.
A couple of days right before the final weekend of the tour, and he explained on Friday what happened. Eric said, quote, "I wish I could give you a better story, but I jumped up out of bed. I forgot about a suitcase that was at the end of the bed.
Oh.
And I kicked the bleep out of that suitcase and broke my foot." Eric could be seen sporting a walking boot, which isn't the boot he talks about in his song, These Boots. But yet there it was. Eric said, "Tonight, what I lack in mobility, I'll make up in passion." And I have no doubt he did. So Eric's got some time to recuperate, though, as his tour is on a short break.
Well, speaking of tours, Kenny Chesney has decided to cancel two of his Las Vegas Sphere dates in July. And it all has to do with the holiday.
Huh.
Kenny has canceled his July 3rd and July 4th dates at the Las Vegas Sphere. And he didn't get too specific with his explanation, but he did say he had heard from people who told him that they wouldn't be able to do their 4th of July traditions if he went on with the shows. He said, quote, "Over the last few weeks, I've heard about a lot of traditions that wouldn't be happening because I was going to play Las Vegas over the 4th of July weekend. I won't say I didn't realize, but I will say, hearing from people I know and care about, I heard them loud and clear, so I've made the difficult decision to cancel my shows on July 3rd and 4th at the Sphere. Not that I don't want to see you at the Sphere to share this incredible full immersion music visual experience with you. I do, but obviously traditions are more important to people in his, I'm assuming people in his band, people on the crew, all the people would have to work during the show, because it's not like Kenny can just put on the show by himself.
And this is a pretty big 4th of July for our country. So, you know, kudos to Kenny.
But that does still leave 9 dates to see him at the Sphere. So.
Get your tickets, yeah. So, less than 2 weeks after scoring the top album, Luke Combs now celebrating his latest number one single on the Billboard Country Singles chart. And that is Sleepless in a Hotel Room. Cortland is now number one on the Billboard Country Singles radio chart. And that is Luke Combs' 20th career number one on the chart since he debuted with Hurricane back in 2017.
He announced it at the show, actually, over the weekend.
Congrats to him. It now ties him for 10th place all time with the most number one singles on the Billboard Country Airplay chart. He's now tied with Morgan Wallen, Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, and Brooks and Dunn.
And finally, the late, great Toby Keith will now have his very own holiday in his home state of Oklahoma. Because of his accomplishments both within and outside of the music industry, the state of Oklahoma decided to proclaim his birthday, July 8th, as Toby Keith Day.
Rightfully so.
And the governor made the announcement during Oklahoma Music and Film Day at the state capitol last week. They even had his daughter, Crystal Keith, out there and gave her a copy of the proclamation. She also performed the national anthem to open up the day's festivities. So, officially, Toby Keith Day is July 8th in Oklahoma.
If there was ever a no-brainer of a holiday, come on. It's Toby Keith Day in his home state. So those are your country quickies this morning. It's Brady and Cortland. We've got your first cash cow code coming up. Could be worth $1,000.
It's Brady and Cortland.
And we've got your first cash cow code on a Monday. Get out your app. And here we go. The code to enter this hour is 748.
748.
Just get that code entered right now on our station app, and who knows? Someone could be calling you. Maybe us, telling you you won $1,000.
Yeah, we would be the ones to call you.
That's It's true. But brighten your Monday. Winning $1,000 with our Cash Cow. Once again, 748 is the code this hour. A brand new code coming up next hour. We'll have number one for new country, Keith Urban, and Days Go By. Brittany and Cortland, welcome into a Monday. Welcome to a Good Vibes Monday, where we celebrate the good things going on in life, starting off the week with a little bit of positivity, which is what we like to do around here. I'll start off by saying I'm glad to see the sun's out after all the rain of yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, but what else is going on?
Listen, I've got something little to share with you that means a lot to a parent. And so my good vibes on a Good Vibes Monday is a compliment that we got paid about one of our daughters, Kaylee. Both of our daughters work and have jobs. Mm-hmm. This is Kaylee's first job. And she works at, I'll tell you where she works. She works at Sally's in Springville.
And we've already talked about it plenty
and
of times.
And she buses tables. And doesn't do anything too glamorous. She puts together silverware. She will maybe get you a refill on your soda if she's around. And so we had somebody, a family friend who was eating there over the weekend, a day that Kaylee was working. And she messaged my wife over the weekend and said, I just want to tell you how hard your daughter works.
Aww.
They were very busy. And she said she was all over the place, working very hard and was doing a great job. And over the weekend, she came home. Kaylee said that a lot of times that servers will share their tips with a busser that's doing a great job. And so she came home with some extra tip money over the weekend, too.
Oh, so that's so nice.
I just, you know, I want my kids to learn how to work. Work ethic is so important. I know that it can be taught. I know some of it's, you know, inherited and genetic. But, man, if you can show your kids what hard work is, they'll be better off for it. So
that's really sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my good vibe. Something small. Now, I don't know what you're going to say, but we're getting lots of a certain item or a certain event that happened over the weekend on Facebook and stuff. So
yeah, that would be Luke Combs, I'm assuming.
Is that what's your good vibes?
Yeah, I would say that Luke Combs is definitely my good vibes.
Yeah.
I went on Saturday, had a great time with my best friend, and I did post a photo online, and somebody said, we were sitting a couple rows behind you. Well, say hi.
Yeah.
We could have chatted. We could have danced together.
Wow. Okay. Just putting that out there.
I am one of those people at concerts where I do not care what I look like. I will scream sing at the top of my lungs. I will dance. I will be the weirdest person you've ever seen in your life if I am enjoying myself at a show.
And I think there's such a shared experience, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're all there for the same reason. Assuming, you know, I guess. But yeah, reach out, say hi.
And then we ended up yesterday going to Lucky's on 16th for a brunch outside on the patio for the first time this season.
Look at that. Yeah. Don't you love the patio weather's finally here?
It was really nice.
So, hey, listen, share with us what you're enjoying in life or if you did something fun over the weekend on our Good Vibes Monday. You can post it on our Facebook page. We're getting some pictures from the Luke Combs show. Share them with us. You can also reach out on the phones, 365-3698 or in the Cedar Valley, 833-4985. Nothing too big or small to share on a Good Vibes Monday.
As long as it's positive, we don't care.
Nope. Thumbs up for good vibes. It's Brandon Cortland.
Fuck.
Brandon Cortland on a Good Vibes Monday. We would love to hear from you. Thanks to everybody reaching out so far, including on the station app. We're getting lots of messages about the Luke Combs concert, of course, including a message from Logan and Marion says, went to Luke Combs concert. It was awesome.
Yeah, and we've gotten quite a few comments about Luke Combs.
Logan also said Dierks Bentley was great, too. He goes, he could have been the headliner. Well,
we've seen him as a headliner.
A lot of times Dierks will be the headliner. He's that good. You're right. Thanks, Logan. I hope you had a great time.
Speaking of Luke Combs, Angie said we had a blast at Luke Combs and Ty Myers was one of the openers. Looks like they took a selfie with
him. Yeah, that's awesome. Ty posing for a photo.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
That's exciting. I would love to just... Here's the thing. You have to meet these people when they are openers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because once they're headliners, it's next to impossible.
Yeah. Where are all the Luke Combs selfies at? I don't see a lot of those, but I'm sure they might. They're probably out there.
We got Luke Combs photos when he was an opener at the Great Jones County Fair.
Yeah. Let us know if you had great fun at the show. You can send us your pictures and videos on our app or hit us up on Facebook.
Maybe you have a birthday, like Vicky, who said it's this lady's 49th birthday today. Happy birthday, Donna Sue.
Hey.
And she's got a little birthday sash on and a crown as well.
I love the fact that that Vicky also sent in a vacation photo they took, and they called themselves the Golden Girls.
I know. That's so cute.
I'm sorry. I don't think you're golden yet, ladies. I think you've got plenty of great years ahead of you, so... If you have training Cortland on a good vibes Monday.
Oh, come on.
Uh-oh, what do we got?
We just got a photo from Angie who said, my daughter got a selfie with Dierks Bentley.
Whoa, now we're talking.
I'm jealous.
That's awesome. Oh, come on. Dierks Bentley served us drinks once at the downtown Cedar Rapids. That was pretty cool,
Does he just not age or what?
No, he's...
It doesn't make sense. And ever since I've been here, he's looked exactly the same.
And he's just such a... Like a down-to-earth nice guy. Oh. I mean, a lot of people in country are, but Dierks is great.
When we met him, he had a flip phone.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't want a fancy phone where you could do too many things on it.
Smart man, apparently. We're talking about celebrating things. Mark gave us a call, and, Mark's got a great reason to celebrate.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know I retired Friday, and today is my first official Monday-Saturday off. And I'm going fishing. I'm just heading out to go fishing right now.
Oh, man, you got sunny skies and you're retired. Where did you work at, if we can ask?
I worked at Cargill in Cedar Rapids.
Awesome. Way to go, Mark, retiring from Cargill after 30 years, and he's fishing. We wished him good luck and said we hope they bite, and he goes, doesn't matter. He goes, I'm just out having a good time and I'm not at work.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. It doesn't really matter at all.
If you have something you want to share on a Good Vibes Monday, give us a call, 365-3698, or hit us up on Facebook or our station app.
Lots of photos rolling in on Facebook, including one from Lisa, who said, we celebrated the first communion with my daughter.
Yeah, congratulations.
What a pretty dress.
I saw a lot of first communion photos on social media, so congratulations. Number one, Purdue Country, Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, and I Ain't Coming Back. It's Brandon Cortland on a Good Vibes Monday. Thanks so much for sharing some of the things going on in your lives with us.
This is a true country post. Amanda said, my daughter got first place in reining at the IEA regionals this weekend, and we are headed to nationals in June.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Oh, she's got her cowboy hat on and her super cool trophy. And the fringe, I love it.
She's serious. She knows what she's doing.
She is super country.
We got a message on our station app, Sam in Waterloo, sharing that he and his wife went and got a brand new puppy this weekend. And yes, they included pictures of a Sheltie puppy.
Oh.
They named it Rizzo. And Rizzo is just a black and white fluff ball right now. Just adorable. They've got a picture of Rizzo in a stroller with one of their other dogs. So
I need to see it.
Yeah. You'll have to check it out. Thank you for the message, Sam. We appreciate it.
We also got a photo from Megan on Facebook who said, I ran my first 5K on Saturday. It was the Iowa Trail Run.
Well, thank you for running them so I don't have to.
Yeah.
God bless.
I mean, it's you hear 5K and you're like, that's not a big deal. And then you try to run one and you're like, oh my gosh, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, people who do those and then graduate to like marathons and stuff.
I know. Ooh. I have a few friends who do marathons or half marathons, and I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah, by the way,
in the best way.
Cedar Rapids having a marathon this year too, and I hear that the attendance is just out of this world.
That's
hundreds
awesome.
And hundreds of runners signed up already. So good for you. Thanks for sharing.
Good for you.
Well, no, if that's your thing, that's fine. If you see me running, you know that my life is in danger. So let that be a warning. Thanks for all the pictures and messages on a Good Vibes Monday. We just love starting the week off with some positivity. Remember, you can share those good vibes with us anytime. You can message us on our station app or continue posting your photos on Facebook. We love looking at them. It's Brandon Cortland.